30-year-old Alberto Jordat is about to graduate from Florida Atlantic University with a dual major in multimedia studies and journalism. He's concerned about what his younger underclassmen will have to face in the coming years.
I'm a college student who keeps seeing astronomical increases in higher education being passed each year, while public funding for education keeps decreasing, including money available for financial aid. What can be done to ensure that Florida provides low-cost higher education to its students?
This week, Florida's full House and Senate passed a state budget proposal, which includes raising tuition at public universities by 3%. Republican State Representative Bill Hager says the increase is necessary to ensure that Florida's universities remain competitive with schools in other states.
Let's stay with the data. Let's stay with the facts, which show that our tuition ranks 41st lowest in the United States. This is really a grand slam for our students and for our state.
House and Senate budget leaders have also agreed to raise the amount of funding that students receive through Florida's Bright Futures Scholarship Program. What's still unclear is whether Governor Rick Scott will approve even a 3% tuition hike. In recent months, the governor has come out in strong opposition to any tuition increase. He calls tuition hikes a tax on students that hurts Florida's families. I'm Christine DiMattei in Miami.